John, you have had a storied and wonderful career as the face at one point of diabetes in the United States when you were president of the American Diabetes Association, the ADA. Where's diabetes as a field going now?
You know, it's I'm not that old. I'm 57. When I first started in the diabetes field, every minute of every day in our lobby of the clinic, we had patients with seeing eye dogs and white canes and amputations, lots of misery and disability. My interest in diabetes started because my father was the first endocrinologist in the state of South Carolina, and he told me that his interest was that came from the fact that people with diabetes were by far the most miserable people that he cared for in the 1950s, miserable from disability, basically. And he was so impressed with the progress that had been made in his lifetime. And what I can say in my 25 years or so in the diabetes field, basically we have the tools to stop the disability and early death in diabetes. It can be done. People going blind or having amputations is basically a failure of the healthcare system. It's not a failure of the ability to prevent it. So from my perspective, today we can stop the misery in diabetes.
How? And how what's changed? What are the tools?
So we have better drugs for treating diabetes. Basically, diabetes is a complex metabolic disease. It's more than just high blood sugar. So we've discovered that blood pressure management and lipid management, cholesterol management is essential. By doing these things together, we can prevent a lot of the basic underlying process that leads to blindness, kidney failure, amputations, early heart attacks and strokes. And we have better technology from all the affiliated specialties. So the kidney doctors are much better at managing kidney disease. The eye doctors are much better at managing eye disease, et cetera. So it's basically a process of providing the drug treatments to control diabetes, blood pressure, and cholesterol, and making sure that the screening evaluations are done to catch complications early in the natural history. And basically with that process, patients really should have essentially zero risk of blindness, kidney failure, or amputations.
There are two different types of diabetes. They're generally classified as type 1 or type 2. Help me understand whether what you've just said is true for both of those.
Yeah. So type 1 diabetes is the result of the destruction of the cells in the body that make insulin. And the treatment is just a very precise administration of insulin. The new technologies that we have are better insulins that allow us to provide insulin by injection and have it behave as if it was made by the body.
That's an insulin pump.
Insulin pumps, but we also have better insulins as well, even without a pump. And then the newest development is the availability of what are called continuous glucose monitors. So it allows us to know the blood sugar every 5 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. That allows us to catch the blood sugar as it's getting too low, to catch the blood sugar as it's getting too high. Not everybody needs that technology, but we can apply it for those people that do. So in type 1 diabetes, we pretty much can control the blood sugar very, very accurately. And we have emerging technologies that we're working on here at UNC called bionic pancreas technologies, where in the future, the patient will get cut out of the loop. Right now, the patient has to decide, how much insulin do I take? How do I reduce my dose because I'm going to be more physically active today? How do I increase my dose because I've got the flu or I'm stressed? In the future, that won't be necessary. And in the preliminary studies that we've done with this bionic pancreas technology is truly amazing. We took 10 patients who were masters of controlling their type 1 diabetes, and the bionic pancreas did a better job in every one of these 10 people.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting. In type 2 diabetes, we have much better drugs. So the old drugs, when I started, was just insulin and a class of pills called sulfonylureas. They caused hypoglycemia or low blood sugar as a side effect. They were associated with weight gain. In type 2 diabetes, which is generally asymptomatic, no feeling bad until the blood sugars are way out of bounds, to give drugs that cause symptoms like low blood sugar is just a hard way to manage a disease. Imagine if we treated hypertension with something that made you feel sick. It'd be hard to get people to manage their blood pressure with drugs that made them feel sick. So we have drugs that are not associated with low blood sugar and promote weight loss instead of weight gain. And type 2 diabetes is a disease associated with obesity. So that's another huge advance. And then the biggest thing that we've done in type 2 diabetes is understanding the role of cholesterol and blood pressure as well. So it's just a completely different mindset in managing diabetes today than when I arrived at UNC 20 years ago. So I think the prognosis for people with diabetes is excellent, but they need expert care and assistance.